Well, it's lovely to see you all here. Those on the ground floor and the angels in the upper reaches on the balcony. So, hi there. I know some of you can't see them, but lovely to see you up on the balcony. And we have a wobbly corner this morning, but we'll come to that later. There's a few wobblies over this corner. And there's some troublemakers, some very smartly dressed people in parts of the church who've lots of comments have been made about their attire. And but we all come different shapes and sizes, different feelings this morning, and God welcomes every one of us. Every one of us. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you have such love for us. You saw us before we were born. You've looked over us every day. And you're here now. And you welcome us with open arms. This is a safe place with you. Thank you for the gift of this time, this moment. We pray we may seek you and find you as we seek you with all our heart. Amen. Right, various notices. Firstly, a big thank you. We had a wonderful time at Messy Church yesterday morning. Got regulars, we had people who've not been for a while, were able to come again. And it was just such a beautiful time. So Dame Rowena wanted me to thank all the team. And in turn, I want to thank you, Dame Rowena, for your faithfulness in all that you've done in preparation. And it was just a great time, and we give God the glory. And we thank also those who served yesterday afternoon. We had a wonderful celebration of Tony's life, and we had a focus on the new life and the new hope that Jesus gives us. And so many people served behind the scenes and up front to make sure it all happened, a number of whom were in Messy Church earlier on. And they know who they are. So thank you for all your efforts and energies. And it was great to have the CrossLink Centre happily full and alive. And virtually everybody stayed, church family, family, friends, people coming from a long distance. And Anne and the family were just so delighted with everything that happened. So we, again, thank you to everybody who worked to make that happen, everyone who was praying. It was a lovely time. Right, a couple of notices. Firstly, we have some very good news, but comes with a challenge. Good news is that in Random Court, Rose and Sue, who for almost, well, over 2 years, have not been able to leave, are now free to leave. They had to take a lateral flow test, but then they can come to church. They're free to come, which has not been the case. And they're desperate to come, but they need a lift. Marjorie Haverly, I saw during the week, and Marjorie stayed at home all the time, but she would come now to church if she had a lift. She said, Colin used to bring me. She said, but Colin, Cynthia's not quite so well now. And she's not been for over 2 years to be with us, but would come with a lift. So we need bringers. I mentioned this before, and there's one or two bringers here, but we need more. And what it occurred to me was, is there some of you who could drive? Who could drive a car? I'm not saying you have to do this. I'm just asking who could drive a car. Who has enough strength to help someone who's a bit wobbly? Not so many, not so many. But seriously, as I was thinking about this, we need to do this. Because if we're not going to bring people who want to come to church, who are members of the church, how are we going to bring other people? So we need to do this. But what struck me was that we have drivers who may not be strong enough to hold a wobbly person. But we have other people who can hold a wobbly person. So we need teams, don't we? And what God does, doesn't he, in church, is you can't do it all on your own. You need somebody else. So hence, here, we've got a sign-up list. Can you sign on this if you're willing to drive before church, and obviously after church, to collect Rona, Rose, Sue, Marjorie, or someone else? Or if you're happy to be in the car as the helper, doing the same. Okay? So that's the challenge, and we must meet it. Otherwise, you know, who are we? So, it's a big challenge. So, and for some of you, you may think, I can't do either, but you can pray them in. So that's going to be on the table outside. So do respond. That'd be great. You all have these on your chairs. I know a number of you have already taken lots. You've put them in your Easter cards. You've given them away. Some of you may not. There are lots of these. Many of you know people in your family or in your road or at the GP surgery or somewhere, wherever you go, that you think, I can't start talking to them about Jesus because that would be weird. You know, it just... But you could say, oh, this is our church's Easter leaflet. New life, new hope. Everyone I've given these to, particularly in this street, but other places, people outside the church, they said, that's what we need. New life, new hope. So again, it's a challenge. Not just use the one on your chair, but take some of the ones on the table. Give them to people that you can't normally have a Christian conversation with. Easter is the one time when they would be surprised as a Christian if you didn't give them an Easter leaflet. So it is a challenge. And if you feel a bit uncomfortable, I don't apologize. You need to respond to God's challenge by the Holy Spirit. Not my nagging. The Holy Spirit said, come on. Joe next door. Fred next door. Elsie I see every week. Give them one of these. You might. I'm going to use these later on in our worship in a moment. Our palm branches turned into crosses. Do by all means take one of those home. And if you think, yes, I'll put that up somewhere prominent in the house, or I'll give that to somebody to touch, to feel, is very special. And lastly, another giveaway. These were given away at Messy Church yesterday. Dave and Romina have got a pack, a box of He's Alive, Christian comics, children activity books, quizzes, different things and so on. Do take them to give away. If you think, yep, yeah, I've got a niece, a nephew, a great niece, a great nephew, a great great niece or nephew, I know some of you have, use them and give them away. Right. Today, and particularly I'm thinking of the children here, we've got a couple of children at the back. Hi, Evie and Izzy. And Connie at the front. Hello. Oh, it's a wave. Excellent. I can let you into a secret. Today, of all days, you're allowed to be noisy. Some of the adults know why that is the case. We're going to hear later on why you're allowed to be noisy today. Adults, you are also allowed to be noisy. And in fact, if you're not noisy, Jesus said something about the stones being noisy instead. Some of you will know about that as well. Others will think, what on earth is he talking about? And that's fine. So, we're going to come to a time of worship now. And the whole point was about Palm Sunday was there was a lot of noise. I want you to have no pictures here today. We're using our imagination. Someone is coming. Someone is coming. You're in Jerusalem. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people. They've come from all over the world. But even with all that hubbub, there's a noise. Someone is coming. And you get to hear, and you see a crowd, a very large crowd, and they're doing some very strange things. They're putting their clothes on the ground. They're picking up trees, leaves from the palm trees, which is why you've got those palm crosses. They're made of palm leaves. We've got Torbay palm in our garden. You can pull off, in fact, you have to pull off the dead leaves, and you can then turn them into these crosses. People were pulling off the branches to celebrate the arrival of this person who was coming. And as people heard about it, they knew the significance. And some of them would thought, this sounds like Psalm 118. Now, I don't think you and I would think like that. But 2,000 years ago, if you knew your Hebrew Bible with the hymns in it, the songs in it, which are the Psalms, they would say, I remember. I remember something about this. So to lead us into worship today, I'm going to read you just a few words from Psalm 118. And listen out for what you think they would have heard and thought, this reminds me of what's happening now. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it's marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, branches in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Lord, save us. There's a word for that. It's Hosanna. Do come and get instruments, get the banners, pretend they're palm branches. Let's make some noise of celebration to the King of Glory.
Yeah. the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, my God, the glory to the King of Kings. The sound, the sound, the sound in the highest. The sound, the sound, the center in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, thy God, the center in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord our God. Glory to the King of
worship you with our hearts. We love you. And we give you praise. You are Savior. Hosanna. Save. And you are here today to save us from sickness, from sin, from the enemy, from all sorts of things. You are Savior, and we worship you, the Savior.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can sing your praises.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we know that you are joyful in hearing it all.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can be found in your house this morning. Yeah. We can join a multitude of people that are praising you this morning as you went into Jerusalem, Lord. We can join with those across this world that will be praising you this morning,
yes,
just
Lord,
as they did in Jerusalem.
That's
so
right.
Thank you, Lord, that we're part of that crowd.
Thank
we just
you,
give you thanks this morning.
Yes, Lord.
In your kingdom.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we just want to say we love you this morning.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we thank you, Lord, for letting us be in your kingdom, and
yes,
to be part of that crowd this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you that in that crowd there were children, there was those who were running along, there were those who could hardly walk, there were those who just sat down watching it all go on around them. Lord, we thank you that everyone is invited to be part of the company of worshippers. We know there's a great company of heaven worshipping you, the angels, the archangels, the cherubim, the seraphim, all the heavenly beings. But on this earth, there are millions and billions of people worshipping you. Thank you, Lord, that we are never alone when we're worshipping you. Amen. Be good, Christine, if we could have our Bible reading now, please.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord has need of them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from the Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. Yes, replied Jesus. Have you never read? From the lips of children and infants you, Lord, have called forth your praise. And he left them and went out of the city of Bethany to Bethany, where he spent the night.
A couple of weeks ago we asked a question, and it's the same question I want to ask you today. Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? In our Bible reading we've just had, there were a number of different answers to that question. The first one was a donkey and its colt. The disciples were sent by Jesus to look for a donkey and her colt. And he said, at once, as soon as you go into the village, you're going to find them. And they did. Somebody else was looking for a king. It was Zechariah, a prophet who lived about 550 years before Jesus was born. He spoke a word that a king would ride into Zion, into Jerusalem, on the foal of a donkey. That's that prophetic word that was in that reading we just heard. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Jesus must have looked ridiculous. Has anybody ridden a donkey? Was it a big donkey? No. Do your legs almost touch the floor? Depends how big you are, I suppose, and how small the donkey is, I suppose. But this was a small donkey. This was a little donkey. And Jesus must have looked really silly riding on a donkey. And that's the point. Some were looking for a gentle king, not a conquering emperor who would have come in to Jerusalem on a white horse saying, I've won, but a humble, gentle king. And that's who Jesus is. Now, others were looking for the son of David. The crowd who gathered around Jesus and went ahead of them said, this is the son of David. Hosanna to the son of David. Hosanna means save. It's an expression of praise to God. They were saying, great is God because the son of David's come, and the son of David is the one who is going to deliver us from the Romans, the one who's going to reestablish the nation of Israel, the one who's going to sort everything out, the Messiah. He's the son of David. That's who they were looking for. That's why they were so excited after hundreds of years, thousands of years, waiting. This was the moment. And Jesus is the son of David. That's why he was born in Bethlehem, the city of David. Others were looking for the one that God had sent. They shouted, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's the ambassador, the one who's coming on behalf of God. Jesus is the messenger. Jesus is the one who's come, sent by the Lord. That came from the Psalm 118 we read at the beginning of the service. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's why they sang it. Because they looked back and saw that Psalm 118 was pointing towards this day, when there would be somebody coming into Jerusalem in the name of the Lord. Jesus is the one who God sent to do his work. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son. Others were looking for the prophet from Nazareth. Now, why were they looking for the prophet from Nazareth? There was a whole lot of people in Jerusalem who'd come for the Passover festival. Jews had come from every part of the known world. So there were people from Syria, there were people from India, there were people, well, there were people from everywhere. They'd come miles to celebrate the festival. But they had heard about the prophet from Nazareth. The crowd had heard about Jesus from his disciples and those who'd seen his miracles. There'd been miracles in just the last few days before this happened, particularly Lazarus. What happened to Lazarus? He died. Well, that's fine. Lots of people die. What was different about Lazarus? He was raised to life by Jesus. He'd been dead and buried in the tomb for 3 days. Does that remind you of everything? And then he was raised to life. Everybody wanted to see the man who had raised Lazarus. The whole city had gone out. The people were looking for the prophet from Nazareth. And they found him. He is the prophet from Nazareth. And then there were people looking for a healer. The blind and the lame were looking for a healer. And they found him. And they were healed. They were healed by him. And there were people looking for a savior. The children. Now it said, children, I said you could be noisy today. In our next song, we'll need to be quiet. But in the last song, you're going to be able to give it some welly again. Great. The children couldn't stop shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son. Hosanna to the Son of David. Oh, that's greatness. Hosanna to the Son of David. They were shouting and screaming, running throughout the whole of the temple, shouting and screaming. Who told them to do that? God told them to do that. From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth praise. So when Evie and Izzy and Connie, and any other little children here, because I know there's lots of little children here, whenever you praise the Lord, whenever you wave that banner, that's it. Rattle that instrument. It is the Lord calling forth praise from you. You are part of his plan. And that word again was written thousands of years before it happened. Two more. Some people were looking for a troublemaker. They were looking for a troublemaker. The chief priests, the teachers of the law, were looking for a troublemaker, and that's what they got. Their man-made religious system, which kept them rich, powerful, in charge, was being turned upside down by Jesus. Quite literally, in turning the tables upside down and the putting the money, putting the religious system, the temple system that kept the Gentiles, the non-Jews, out of the temple courts where they were supposed to be able to pray. The place of prayer was instead turned into a market to make money and exploit people. People running the system were afraid of a troublemaker. They were looking for the troublemaker so they could kill him. And they found him. He was a troublemaker. And he is a troublemaker. Lastly, the man. The man. Jesus, John records the Pharisees opposing Jesus, saying, when they saw the crowds, "See, this is getting us nowhere. The whole world has gone after him." They looked and they saw all those people that they wanted to follow them. We heard it in Messy Church yesterday. It was really put well in the story. The Pharisees, the chief priests, the religious leaders, they wanted everybody to follow them. But instead, all these people who'd never seen Jesus before, from all over the world, they were after him. He is the man. He is the saviour of the whole world, of all those people from every nation. Now, some people might ask, people out there, people we need to give these leaflets to, why on earth are you meeting together on a Sunday morning when you could be down the beach or somewhere enjoying the sun, waving a palm cross and you know, singing songs and being with a whole lot of people that, you know, you don't really know very well and look a bit odd? I'm talking about myself. Why do you do it? Why do you do it? What we've just heard is true. And it's true today. Who are you looking for? Are you looking for a donkey? Has anybody else, has anybody been ever looking for a donkey? I know some people are looking for a donkey because they wanted it for a Palm Sunday service and they found one. And it was great, they could walk. And we literally had a donkey walking through the housing estate and we all followed the donkey to church. It was great! It's the best Palm Sunday ever. Perhaps we need a donkey next year. Once COVID's gone, we'll have a donkey. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? What's the donkey about? Are you ready to do whatever Jesus asked you to do? These disciples were told, go to a village, look for a donkey with a little donkey, and if anybody says, what are you doing when you go to it and untie it, just say the master needs it. And they went and they saw straight away the donkey and the little donkey. They went there. Somebody did say, oh, what are you doing? The master needs it. Oh, fine. This is amazing. So who's been asked to do odd things by Jesus? Come on, who's been asked to do something straight you didn't want to do? And you thought, Lord, do you really want me to do that? Are there only 5 obedient people in this church? Come on. Come on. Who's been baptized? Look, getting soaked in a bath in the middle of the church. Was that an odd thing to do? It was, of course it was. So, are you ready to do whatever Jesus asked you to do, even if it is odd? Some of you need to be baptized. Get over yourself. It's embarrassing. Yes. But it's such fun and it is so powerful and wonderful and it gives God the glory and it gets other people to be baptized as well. Is that not true, Charlie? Yes. Yes. So, those of you who haven't been baptized yet, see me afterwards. That wasn't in the script. But some of you need to look for a donkey. You need to do what God's telling you to do, even though it's stupid. Because, as you know, what's on the back of a donkey? Evie, Izzy, I'm asking you, and I'm asking Connie. What's on the back of a donkey? Every donkey. Don't tell them the answer, parents. Do you know, Evie or Izzy? Have you heard? Do you not know? This is the day that you find out. Tell them all, on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3.
A cross!
Is that not the... It's not a tail on the back of a donkey. Well, of course there is been the tail on the back of a donkey. Oh, you've been to too many children's parties, Paul. Oh, absolutely. You're quite right. A donkey would look really weird without a tail. Leaving that joke aside, which we're all going to remember now... Isn't that amazing? There is a cross on the back of every donkey because he carried Jesus. We are getting distracted by donkeys. This is wonderful. Some of you are looking for a donkey. Some of you need to look for that donkey. You need to do what God's told you to do because it all worked out. It all worked out. Some of you are looking for a king. The one who knows what to do. The one in charge. The one to guide us, to lead us, to give us instructions. We need to be led. Some of you are looking for a king. Don't look to a person. Don't look to a system. Don't look to yourself. Look to the Lord. Some of you are looking for a humble, gentle king. Some of you have suffered unkindness, oppression, abuse, harsh words, putting down. You need gentleness. Jesus is the gentle king. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. He understands you, he loves you, and he has a wonderful definition of gentleness: controlled strength. Some of you are looking for a savior. Somebody sent by God to rescue you. It might be from sin. You need sin gone. And you've never asked him to save you from it. He will today. Some of you need saving from Satan, from his tricks, his attacks, his accusations. We need to be aware of what the enemy's up to. And Jesus saves us from everything he tries to do. Resist the devil and he will flee. Some of you need saving from fear. Some from guilt. You've said sorry, but you're still holding on to stuff you did or didn't do years ago. Some of you need saving from people. God has rescued Leslie and I from people. Often church people, Christians, brothers and sisters. Shouldn't be, but it has been. If you need saving from a person, Jesus is the one to do it. Some of you need a healer, and you're looking for a healer. I did joke about, because Pam and Stephen arrived early and both headed, wobbly as they are, for the furthest seat away from the door, which makes no sense at all. We then gathered a few other wobblies over that direction. Stephen Taylor, the French, has got, you've got a slipped what's-it or a trapped nerve or something nasty. I just didn't want to hug, I know that, so I was really gentle. But seriously, we are looking for healing, aren't we? Who's looking for healing? Hands up. Look at that, half the congregation. Yes. So come to Jesus. Did you notice the blind and the lame? Who's a bit blind or a lot blind? It's a dodgy question to ask at this place. But how many hands went up? Who's lame? Who's lame? Who can't walk properly? And they all went to the Lord and they were all healed. Now I'm asking the Lord to put that word into your heart. If your heart says, right, this is the day then be healed today. Be healed today. Why not? We've come to Jesus today. Some of you are looking for a troublemaker. Some of your life spiced up a bit. Oh, gee, she's here. She's with me on this one. God's troublemaker Jean over the corner here. Are you looking for someone to stir things up a bit? Come on, some of you are. Anne Pridgett, if she was here, she'd definitely say yes, let's have that. Long time ago, Gavin Calver, who's heads up the Evangelical Alliance, very straight organisation, you know, he is such a man. He called for rebels for Jesus to come forward. He was a real rebel. At 14, he got chucked out of Sunday school. His father was Clive Calvert, who headed Spring Harvest. And, you know, of all the people to have a son like this, he literally was so bad, he was banned from Sunday school. And he called forward for rebels for Jesus. And a whole group of people, all guys, came up, and they were all trouble. But they were rebels for Jesus. So who wants to be a troublemaker for Jesus? Oh, Debbie at the back. Look, we've got a lot. Well, we've got a lot. Watch out, church. This is going to be fun. Anybody listening to this recording, you've got to come next week. It's going to be good. You've had enough of things as they are. You either want to change your life, and you need someone's help to do it, or you want to change someone else's life. Can you see injustice, oppression, unfairness in the world around? Jesus could, and that's why he was livid and upturned those tables. He did something about it. Do you want to do something about the world? Then there is an aspect that we need to be troublemakers. Jesus said, I've not come to bring peace, but a sword. Other places, he definitely brings peace. So you need both. Jesus brings truth, justice, and freedom. And that involves trouble. Lastly, Jesus is the man. Pilate said that, behold the man. There were also some Greeks, non-Jews, at the Passover festival. They came to one of Jesus' disciples and said, Sir, we would like to see Jesus. They were the forerunners of all the non-Jews, all of us who are not Jews, who have looked for Jesus and found him. Billions of people all over the world, billions of people, have gone after Jesus. Despite the persecution of the church by those in authority, military leaders, political leaders, religious leaders, over the last 2,000 years, there are Christians in every country and thousands turning to Jesus every day. Soon, there will be more Christians in China than in any other country. Exactly. Despite the persecution now being perhaps in many ways at its worst now. He is the man. Always will be. And that's why those in authority always persecute him by persecuting Christians. So, how about you? Are you looking for Jesus? Are you looking for that donkey? A king? A humble, gentle king? A savior? A healer? A troublemaker? If you are looking for Jesus, we have God's assurance from our scripture for the year. You will seek me, and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Let's pray. Jesus, you are all the things we've been looking at today, and so many more. Help us to be honest with you and come to you looking for you, seeking you with all our heart. If you need forgiveness, ask him. If you need healing, ask him. If you need courage to do the thing he's told you to do, ask him. If you need comfort, security, protection, warmth, ask him. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. And you have said that you always hear our prayers. We can come to your throne of grace in our time of need. Amen. We're going to worship with the song, O Sacred King. I'd ask you to stay seated for this song. Ourselves for who he is for us. But it'd be good now, just before we come to the close of the service, to pray for others that they will hear of Jesus. So many do not know the things we've heard this morning. They don't know that God loves them. So let's pray that people will hear of Jesus, like those people in the crowd. They will hear of Jesus. He's done these miracles. He's done these wonderful things. And let's pray that people will seek Jesus. And let's pray that people will find Jesus. Some of us are gifted to be able to pray out loud to lead us, and we can say amen, and that's good. But all of us can pray those prayers that people will hear, they'll seek, and they'll find.
Father, last week you challenged us that for our inheritance give us the lost. Lord, we are a sanctuary here, and Lord, I just pray for the lost, that they would come into this sanctuary.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That we might bless them, and that you might bless them, Lord, and that they would find you. So Lord, we just pray that for our inheritance you would give us the lost. We've come into this sanctuary. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you'll prepare us, our hearts, to deal with them and to love them and to care for them, Lord, because they are lost, and we want to see the lost be saved in this area.
Yeah.
So, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that for our inheritance, you will give us the lost.
Amen.
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 Father, I want to pray that as we go out tomorrow morning and put these leaflets to our neighbours' doors, and we wait to hear the result, Lord. We have to wait in your time.
Yes, ma'am.
But we know that they know where we are, where we stand. And I should pray for them all. Next weekend we know that we're going off caravanning, so we're not likely to have them in the church here or anywhere else. But I pray for them all. And I ask a special blessing on him. And on David, as he trots up and down the street tomorrow, pushing his leaflets through the doors.
Thank you.
And maybe getting somebody there who might open the door.
Yeah. Amen.
Father, we pray for all those who know about Jesus, that they may come to know Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
And more than that, that they may come to serve Jesus.
Yes,
and I echo Sue's prayer as well, Lord. I'm sure we all have members of our own families who need to know Jesus. Lord, we pray for them all. We can name them in our hearts.
Yes,
please answer our prayers, Lord, some of which we've been praying for many years, Lord. May there be a real change this Easter time.
Amen.
Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Lord, we give thanks that we're in a country where you are not persecuted, Lord, where our life isn't threatened, And yet, Lord, often we don't take up the challenge. That challenge to speak on your behalf. Lord, just give us that faith and opportunity to speak up when we know that we're doing your work.
That's right.
We're speaking about you, Lord.
Yeah.
Not babbling on and on. But Lord, let us not shrink away from it.
Yeah.
Lord, let us especially at this Easter time, Lord, may we share what we know with so many other people.
That's right.
Lord,
that's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Just as we were praying then, does anybody get many letters nowadays? Not many letters. You don't get many personal letters, do you? But you do. Excellent. Good. Well, how about for some of our friends and relatives? Just post something. Say, this is our Easter leaflet. Just post it. You'd be amazed at how people will read and reread. As soon as these were given out yesterday at Messy Church, one of the people who's come, who's only recently started coming towards God, his immediate response was to read it, to devour it. So how many people do you know that actually you could just post one of these to? And they take the time, because on their own, at home, there's no one to see them. They can read it, reread it, again. So, thank you for praying. God is already answering prayers. Yes?
Can I just share something?
Come on, Richard.
Come
to the microphone.
I just wanted to share something. And I said to the Lord, well, when will I share this? And is it of you? So, here I am. Something to share. Something that happened a few years back. I used to do the flowers at the previous church, purely because nobody else would do it. So they were under my arm, on my bicycle. And I went past a lady who was immaculately dressed, purely because these things stick in my mind, because that's the sort of thing I used to do, work doing. But she had a hat, handbag, gloves, and coat all matched. She looked immaculate. And God said, go over and give her an encouraging word. Well, I thought, she might think I'm going to mug her or anything. I had all sorts of excuses, and I didn't do it. I went into the church and did all the flowers, and I kept thinking, I should have done it, really. I should have done it. I should have gone up. As I came out of the church, I saw the same lady crossing the road, probably going back from wherever she'd been. And I did go over, and I did say, how nice you look, and that I felt that God had asked me to go over and give you that word of encouragement. She turned to me and said, that's the best thing anybody has said to me today. She said, you have made my day. So I then felt I'd had a second chance. How many times might I, and perhaps we, not take up that second chance? So we've got to do it the first time round, however difficult sometimes it might be. And people might not believe it, but I am quite a shy person, really. But God said to me, you might not have a second chance. So I'm always trying now to do it as a first chance. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Bless you. Thank you, Richard. So look for the donkey. Let's stand, get our instruments, if we've got them, our banners. This is a triumphant decoration of praise. Act in the name of Jesus. To the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power, and authority,
through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.